Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be warmer and sunnier with a high temperature near 60 degrees, winds from the east. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 38, and on Thursday, a 30% chance of showers mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 59. And in the news, while activism towards ending abortion rights for women has been a galvanizing issue for religious conservatives and the Republican Party platform, with the release of a leaked document from U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito alluding to a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade, which has stood for 50 years, protecting women's health freedoms, the nation is waiting to see if this will be a galvanizing issue for pro-choice advocates prior to the 2022 midterm elections. Protesters rallied under the slogan of Off Our Bodies in cities across the United States on Tuesday, demanding abortion rights be protected after the leak was reported on Monday. Thousands of people turned out for an abortion rights rally in New York City, one of the largest demonstrations. In Wisconsin, around 1,000 demonstrators rallied for abortion rights in downtown Madison. Several people gave speeches on reproductive rights, universal health care, and union organizing. As the crowd gathered around the Capitol, then protesters took off for a march down State Street, according to WPR News. Abortion currently remains legal in Wisconsin and across the country. If overturned, abortion would immediately become illegal in Wisconsin due to a pre-Roe restriction still on the books. Written in 1849, Wisconsin's law, rendered non-enforceable by Roe, makes providing an abortion a felony with penalties of up to 6 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. Despite the draft opinion, abortion rights are overwhelmingly popular. A recent poll conducted by the Marquette University Law School found 72% of voters oppose overturning Roe v. Wade, compared to just 28% who favor overturning it. That information also included in a WPR report. Attorney General Josh Call said again on Tuesday that if the ban is allowed to go back into effect, the State Department of Justice would not enforce it, though local officials could choose to do so. Call predicted lawsuits would be filed seeking to bar enforcement by those local officials. I expect that we're going to see several different legal disputes if Roe is overturned, Call said. Regardless of enforcement by state or local officials, the state's largest abortion provider said Tuesday, it will not provide abortions if there is uncertainty over whether it is legal to do so, continued the WPR reporting. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin officials have said that if the 1849 law were activated, the organization would no longer provide abortions in the state. Wisconsin women seeking abortions might have to travel to Minnesota and Illinois, where state laws would still allow abortions. Some doctors have discussed setting up a clinic in South Beloit independently or within Planned Parenthood. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this developing story and report back as more news comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.